Welcome to the Paranet Continuum, a weekly program dealing with extraordinary claims of the paranormal on Earth and beyond. Your host is Michael Corbett.
My guest tonight is Howard Davis. He's a doctor, PhD. He's an author, lecturer, and researcher, and he's going to talk about his upcoming book. Now, I've got this manuscript that you sent me, this book you're writing, and I have to say I'm very, very interested in what you've got to say. You have some compelling evidence that you may know who the Zodiac Killer or killers were.
Yes, I certainly believe that based on my research for the past 9.5 years.
Okay.
I had a tip back in about 1973, before I was really interested in the Zodiac case, that it could have been a male member of the family, this male member could have been involved in the Zodiac crimes. And it was a well-placed tip, a well-placed source, and I respected that information. And then over a period of years, I thought nothing more of it, and there were reasons for that. And then I decided to launch an investigation. That's how I do all my projects. Something just impels me, and then I start moving with that flow. Information starts coming, and then I get into the case, and that was like 9 years ago.
I understand that there was a possibility that the murder that took place at a lake up in Northern California, forgive me, I don't remember the name of the lake, but...
Lake Berryessa.
Lake Berryessa, there was the killer wore a hood.
That was one of the clues or one of the pieces of information that was given to me that some evidence was uncovered accidentally investigating the Manson case. And this was later covered up. It was based on a lot of different factors that I can't go into. I can't reveal my source, but I can tell you that it's genuine. And that's what really struck me. It really got my interest. And years later, it took root, and I decided to investigate the Zodiac case.
Do you think we're ever going to get closure on this?
I hope so. It is just too vast. Too many lives have been lost. Too much has been put into this. Hundreds of thousands of hours of investigation and money and everything else. We just can't let this be another Jack the Ripper.